You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Or to schedule an appointment, call Ashore Shred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. Masked gunmen shouting Allahu Akbar stormed the Paris offices of a satirical newspaper, the Charlie Hebdo, Wednesday, killing 12 people before escaping. USA's Russ Jones has more.
It was France's deadliest terror attack in at least two decades. Through an interpreter, French President Francis Hollande called the attack on the Charlie Hebdo weekly, which has frequently drawn condemnation from Muslims, a terrorist attack without a doubt.
Nobody must think that in France anyone can go against the spirit of the Republic and attack the symbol of freedom.
A manhunt is currently underway for what is believed to be at least two gunmen. I'm Russ Jones.
The paper's editor and cartoonist were both killed. On one video from the scene, one of the gunmen shouted, "We have avenged the Prophet." 15 people were wounded in the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You're sick, you feel awful, and now you're thinking about dragging yourself to see a doctor. You're in the waiting room filled with people who look sicker than you, or worse, waiting endlessly in the emergency room. That's the way the system works, right? Wrong. Now there's a better way. Imagine having a doctor on call 24/7 that can help find out what's going on and even call in a prescription to your local pharmacy right over the phone, all at a fraction of the cost. I'm talking no deductibles, no extra costs, no appointments, and no germ-filled waiting rooms. Just top-notch medical doctors 24/7. Call now to be accepted 100% guaranteed. But you must call now to register for free and get your health pass absolutely risk-free for 14 days. Just call 800-370-2299. It's easy and affordable, and registration is free. Call now to get 24/7 coverage starting today. But hurry, free registration will not last forever. Call 800-375-0299. That's 800-375-0299. 800-375-0299.
New York police made quick arrests in the shooting of two officers, AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Two men with long rap sheets have been arrested in the shooting of two New York City police officers after the robbery of a Bronx grocery. Chief of Detectives Bob Boyce says the plainclothes officers will survive, but they were hit with a pretty substantial weapon.
.44 Magnum, it's one of the most powerful guns you can buy in the market. It's not reported stolen, however, we did trace it back through ATF to 1983 to Colorado.
One suspect is charged with the attempted murder of the five police officers who tried to arrest him. The second, who was actually wounded by a third shot, was charged with robbery. The shooting took place in a city already on edge over the ambush killing of two uniformed patrolmen last month. Warren Levinson, New York.
Republican John Boehner managed to hold on as Speaker of the House in a vote yesterday, but he's taking revenge on those who dared to oppose him. So far, Representatives Daniel Webster and Richard Nugent have lost their seats on the powerful House Rules Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from ilikehowilook.com. I have found something that could help you lose 10 to 15 pounds in the next 30 days without starving yourself or exercising to exhaustion. Just go to ilikehowilook.com and watch the short video. ilikehowilook.com uses hydrolyzed collagen protein to help you lose weight and tone up. So watch the video at ilikehowilook.com, and maybe soon you'll be saying, I like how I look.
Another House member who did not vote for Speaker Boehner spoke with USA Radio News. Here's senior correspondent Jason Wirtz.
Texas Congressman Randy Weber was one of the Republicans who voted for someone other than John Boehner to be the Speaker of the House for the 114th Congress. He told USA Radio News why he voted for Representative Louie Gohmert.
People in my district expect us to stand up and fight. And people said they want a stronger leadership, one that's not afraid to take the fight to the president.
Weber said it could be a long 2 years with Boehner still in charge, but he hopes Congress will follow through with voters' wishes and stand up to President Obama. I'm Jason Wirtz.
A former Korean Airlines executive who kicked a crew member off a flight for offering her nuts in a bag rather than in a dish has been charged with breaking aviation security law. Correspondent Kyle McKinnon reports.
She's the daughter of the airline's chairman, and Cho Hyun Ah was also Korean Air's vice president overseeing cabin service when she shamed and insulted crew members by yelling, throwing an object at the plane's cabin wall, and forcing them to kneel before her, according to witnesses. She then took it upon herself to order the taxiing plane back to the gate at New York's JFK Airport to kick a senior crew member off. South Korean prosecutors say she threatened the safety of the flight, caused confusion in law and order, and forced a flight to change its normal route. Charges that could add up to 15 years if she's found guilty on all counts.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Radio News.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
The FBI is investigating a shooting at Fort Bliss in Texas. A suspected shooter at the William Beaumont Army Medical Center apparently shot and killed a doctor and then committed suicide. U.S. Army officials have not confirmed the death of the doctor. The search is on for a man who may be connected in yesterday's explosion outside the Colorado Springs chapter of the NAACP. The blast went off just before 11 a.m. FBI investigators say a device went off next to the outside wall of the building, which also houses other businesses. 9 earthquakes are believed to have rattled North Texas from Tuesday into Wednesday. The earthquakes all started around the site of the old Texas Stadium in Irving and could be felt in Dallas, Plano, Farmers Branch, and elsewhere. The first happened around 7:30 a.m. yesterday, followed by quakes at various intervals through the afternoon and evening. Seismologists aren't sure what's causing the quakes or if more will come. Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert is reacting after Ohio Republican John Boehner was re-elected Speaker of the House Tuesday. Gohmert tells Fox News Hannity the American people voiced their concern and wanted new leadership. Boehner got the nod despite opposition from a group of GOP conservatives, which included Gohmert. This is USA Radio News.
Today in America, people wake up worrying about their job and paying their bills, and that stinks. People in third world countries wake up worrying if their children will have anything to eat, and that stinks even worse. There's a way to help solve both of those problems. With USAGoodness.com, you can earn extra money working from home by helping to feed starving children in poverty-stricken areas. How great is that? Go to USAGoodness.com or call 800-301-6177.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is coming under fire again, this time for who he's rooting for in the NFL playoffs. USA's Kelly Sloan has more.
When the playoff clock went down to zero and the Dallas Cowboy fans celebrated the team's victory in the first round of the NFL playoffs, the TV camera panned to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie hugging and high-fiving Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, which caused a stir on social media. Christie's brother defended his older sibling, claiming he had been a lifelong Cowboys fan. Governor Christie even admitted his love for the team in a recent speech.
My favorite football team are the Dallas Cowboys.
On his Facebook page, Todd Christie told people to get a life and said those critical of the governor would also sit in the owner's box of their favorite team if given the chance. And he claims the trip was paid for by the Jones family, not at taxpayers' expense. I'm Kelly Sloan.
The Post Office is celebrating a pair of records. The U.S. Postal Service reports carriers delivered more than 28 million packages on December 22nd. That's the most ever delivered in a single day. Carriers delivered 524 million packages in December, an 18% increase over December of 2013, and a record for holiday package deliveries. People are getting a look inside the time capsule created by Boston Patriots Samuel Adams and Paul Revere. At the opening of the country's oldest time capsule Tuesday night, a Boston museum director first lifted out a newspaper which he said was in, quote, amazingly good condition. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 8:07. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Well, it's 15 degrees outside in Flemington right now, with partly cloudy skies. We have two weather alerts, advisories, statements that I need to get to you. Number one is that this morning, icy conditions from the holdover of the snow yesterday will cause the cold temperatures today. Areas of our roads could be driving, you could be driving, could be very slippery. Please use extra caution. And for tonight, we have a wind chill advisory. Wind chill advisory in effect from 7 p.m. this evening till 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. National Weather Service in Mount Holly has issued a wind chill advisory, which is in effect. Hazard types, wind chills dipping to about 15 below zero, temperatures 4 to 16 above. Winds will be 15 to 25 miles per hour, so prepare for this evening and into tomorrow morning. Along with those advisories, the weather today, sunshine and clouds mixed, a few flurries or snow showers possible, a high of 21, winds west-northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight. With very cold, a low of 3, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow and a high around 20, winds west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Friday, snow showers early, peaks of sunshine later, a high near 30, chance of snow 40%. Saturday, sunny and a high of 22. Sunday, the 11th, sunshine and clouds mixed, a high around 35. And on Monday, cloudy with occasional showers for the afternoon, a high near 35. Chance of rain, 50%. Temperatures in our area right now, it's 17 in White House, Clinton, 15 in Alexandria, 15 in Franklin, 14 in East Amwell, 14 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather. In Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old Courthouse Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trot. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation. Produced by a Chamber of Commerce, we are all about Hunterdon County. It is cold out there, folks. Yeah, you have to get out of bed. You have to go out there. It's slippery, and it's going to get colder tomorrow. Minus 15 wind chill does not sound pleasant, but it's one day, and then it'll be over with. So you need to prepare today and tomorrow, and then you'll be fine into the weekend. All right, it's time for us to talk about traffic. We had a couple of incidents earlier this morning. Let's get to them and find out what's happening on our Hunterdon County roads. Well, we had an incident on 78 this morning going into, about 612 all the way to 653. At 653, that incident was cleared. So if you were thinking that 78 was an issue, it has been cleared. I have it all clear on it. Accident on 78 eastbound ramp at exit 33, which was County Route 525 Liberty Corner, Martinsville in Bernards Township. But all clear, and so everything should be going just fine. Now, we did tell you about the special statement about icy conditions, so drive a little slower, safer, with more caution, so we don't get you on our traffic report. That's it for right now. I'll let you know about anything else that happens, but I don't want it. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, it's Wednesday. It's time for us to talk about what is on HuntChamberRadio.com today. I'm on till 10 o'clock. I have Michelle Heide. We'll be talking about the markets yesterday. Another down day, about 131 points. It was a lot worse during the middle of the market day. And then, as I'll tell Michelle, it bounced off the 150-day moving average and then started back up, which coincidentally is exactly what happened a couple weeks ago. So we'll find out from Michelle if, in fact, that is the case and whether we're going to move in the positive direction for a change today. So far, the futures point to that. At 8:40, we'll talk with Diane Lane from D&L Travel. Maybe she can get us out of this cold weather to somewhere warm. We'll talk with her from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. She usually gives us some insight into some exotic place that you might be considering for your next vacation. At 10 o'clock, it's Tune In to Hunterdon. That's Chris Phelan and Richard G. giving you all the information, activities, and programs that the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce is part of or part of the community. So Chris and Richard will give you all that from 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock, it's Raising Conscious Kids. That's Kimberly Primatic. She's got kids, she likes to teach kids, and she loves kids. And because kids today are different, and they're more technologically savvy, they're smarter, and they're under more pressure, she would like to pass on to you all the advice, information, and inspiration to help you support your kids in the 21st century. That is Raising Conscious Kids from 11 to 12. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamora Roll is on at lunchtime. Ruth has nearly 30 years of experience in a private practice in Flemington, and she would like to help you with anything and everything that has to do with relationship skills, addiction, parenting skills, anger, and stress management. You got it. She can help you. So give her a call at 908-237-0410. She will not refer to you by name. She only calls you caller, and therefore she can use her question, your question, as a springboard into answering it for you and everybody else. At 1 to 2 is a split show. On 1 week, we have Dr. Lindsay's Power Hour, helping you understand health and wellness for your family. She's a chiropractic physician up in Route 31 in Flemington. And on the other weeks, we have Young Professionals of Hunterdon County. That's Gina Lenteni from Ashore Shred, giving you the insight and understanding about the 20-somethings and how they run their businesses. At the Movies with Richard G. is on from 2 to 3, celebrating movies, actors and actresses' performances. You can give him a call if you'd like to chime in with your choices or candidates for movies that you would like to talk about. That's on from 2 to 3. The phone number of the studio, 908-237-0410. Talented People is on from 3 to 4, Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly, bringing you all sorts of unique individuals that are up and coming, public speaking, authors, actors, what have you, that Talented People has come in contact with through Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. Parenting Matters is on from 4 to 5, helping people be safe and protecting their privacy online. Sponsored by Privo, this show is focusing on the protection of privacy in children and families online via technology. And last but not least, what is going on in real estate? 5 to 6, Joe and Tony. They are two realtors from Weikert Realtors in Clinton, and they will talk about anything and everything that has to do with real estate. So if you have a question about that, they have tons of ways to get in contact with them. Give them a call, email them, text them, Facebook them, Twitter them, whatever you have you, to get your question over to them and answer your question for the sake of buying, selling real estate, or going through the process. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website. Mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterdonChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment, right after these messages.
Tell me. This is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
BrownieLocks.com celebration observances for the month, week, and day. Finishing up the month, oatmeal month, rising star month, self-help group awareness month, self-love month, shape up US month, teen driving awareness month. It's Train Your Dog Month, Thyroid Awareness Month, Unchain a Dog Month, Walk Your Dog Month, and Worldwide Rising Star Month. For the week, New Year's Resolution Week finishes up today, thank goodness. Now you can get back to real work. Celebration of Life Week, Diet Resolution Week, Silent Record Week, all of those finish up today. Someday we'll laugh about this week. Finishes up tomorrow. International Consumer Electronics Show finishes up on the 9th. Home Office Safety and Security Week, especially technological security. National Folic Acid Awareness Week. National Lose Weight Feel Great Week. Elvis's birthday celebration starts today. And for the day, I'm Not Gonna Take It Anymore Day, International Programmers Day, Orthodox Christmas, National Tempura Day, and Harlem Globetrotters Day. And we'll find out about that today in history on History.com. Celebration observances for the week, month, and day. Pick something, get involved.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, published yesterday. It says, Lambertville students raising money by removing Christmas trees. So a niche opportunity for these young students to help out themselves and to help you out as well. This article was written by Michael Mancuso of the Times of Trenton, and he wrote it on the 5th, so it wasn't published yesterday, it was published 2 days ago. It says, sixth grade students from Lambertville Public School began carting away old Christmas trees this weekend as a way to raise money for their annual field trip to Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. About 50 trees were picked up on Sunday, and collections will continue every weekend into January. The suggested donation is $5. But residents tend to give more. Principal Jeff Hewitt said, and Scott Connor, a parent who heads the program, said the class is responsible for raising money for the trip and cap and gown rentals for their promotion ceremony at the end of the year. The tree pickup service is expected to raise $1,000, which is a fraction of their overall goal of $10,000, he said. To arrange pickup, residents can call 609-397-2273 and leave a message with their name, address, and phone number. So how about that? A niche opportunity for them to raise money, learn how to earn their keep, and to help you out with getting that tree out of the house and on its way to wherever it needs to go rather than you having to do it, especially in these cold weather days. So not a bad idea to do that. So that's vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for some celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday on January 7th?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh,
and the old Disc Jockey Almanac at blogspot.com, the celebrity birthday for today. Start off with
may all your dreams come
the Young
true.
And the Restless. Carolyn Grimes, and she is, or Cameron Grimes, is 25. The Road to Perdition, Liam Meekin is 25. From the Hole, it is 27. Mortal Instruments, City of Bones, Robert Sheehan is 27. Lindsay Fonseca is 28. From Coach Carter, Robert Richard is 32. The Walking Dead, Lauren Cohen is 33. From Saved by the Bell, Dustin Diamond is 38. Fish Tank.
Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her ring. Day at
The office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day.
down on more than a dozen states today.
Arctic air continues to plunge into the country, and temperatures east of the Rockies are very cold this morning. Only the western United States getting a chance to enjoy warm weather.
That's meteorologist Rob Corlin. He says at least 15 states are under some type of winter weather watch or warning. Rob Corlin says that even some in the south are getting a chill.
It's even cold into the southern United States. Temperatures down into the upper 30s this morning across the Florida Panhandle and northern Florida, as well as Louisiana, parts of Mississippi, and also Alabama and northern Texas.
Air Asia is making an initial settlement offer to family members of those lost on board Flight 8501. The Airbus A320 went down over the Java Sea last month with 162 people on board. Air Asia says the $100,000 per passenger offer is in addition to the $24,000 the company is providing to help families deal with immediate financial burdens. This is USA Radio News.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. Before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card.
All right, it's time for a little investment update with Michelle Heide. I have Michelle Heide on the line. Getting a little late start, Michelle, but good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. A little frozen, but other than that, not too bad.
I got some bad news for you. It's going to be colder tomorrow.
Oof, yeah.
Wind chill is supposed to be down in the -5 tomorrow.
Oh, lovely. So. Good thing I bundled up in layers today and brought my hat and my gloves and everything else.
Yep.
And what's the weather like down where you are?
Well, it's a little cooler than it should be, but it's not as bad as what you're dealing with. Nice and sunny right now, but we are going to get down to zero wind chill tomorrow, so we're not exempt from what's going on.
No, definitely not. Oh, boy.
Yep.
All right. So let's see. Yesterday was an interesting Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely didn't start off 2015 with Green Tuesdays, but it was an interesting day because at one point the Dow was up 79. Another point, it was down as much as 239 and then ended up closing the day down about 130.
Right.
The S&P briefly dipped below 2,000, but then ended up a little bit above the 2,000 mark again. But across the board, we were down. Again, most of it had to do with the fact that with where oil prices are, folks remaining concerned about that. And also, you know, as I mentioned yesterday as well, the continued theme of global slowdown going on, especially over in Europe. So more people were deciding to take profits off of the table yesterday, so we had more people selling than were buying.
Right.
But today is a whole new day.
Well, that's good.
We actually just had some pretty positive economic data out here in the U.S. We had the ADP report coming out, and about 250,000 jobs, or 241,000, were added in December, and that was the largest increase since June, so that was definitely seen as a positive. We also just got the U.S. international trade deficit coming in at $39 billion in November versus $42 billion, which was what was expected. So right now, let's see, we are definitely green across the board. We have the Dow futures up 142, S&P up just under 17, NASDAQ up about 30.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep, we are green across the board over in Europe. We're up over 1% in Germany, in Paris, and in Sicily as well. And let's see, the Asian markets actually did close higher last night, a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, the continuing concerns around oil. And right now, let's see, right now we have Brent crude at $51.41. Natural gas is up over a percent. And gold is trading lower, down about $8.90 an ounce.
Wow.
So it looks like we will be opening in the green, so it looks like perhaps we will cut this losing streak, which, of course, you know, the headline's like, the S&P had their longest losing streak since late in 2013, oh my gosh.
Yes.
And, of course, I did get some emails from some of my favorite clients that like to to dig up as much doom and gloom as they possibly can. So I haven't had a chance to open it yet, but one just sent me a chart of the crash of 1929, and he's like, some interesting similarities.
So get that one? Oh, no.
Yeah, I have to pass that one along to Joe. Joe loves looking at that stuff.
Well, that one's been around for a long time. And
yeah, it's been around for a while.
And it you have to look at it, because what they do is they compress the percentages. So it makes so if you actually looked at the two charts from 1929 and today in without the compression of the percentages, then you would see that it's not even close. But but it's easy to you can draw anything you want, a chart to make anything look like you want to. And so
absolutely.
There was an article I came across last year about that. It was very funny, but if you don't take the time to actually digest it, you find out that it's a hoax and it's just trying to scare you.
No, absolutely. I know. Anytime those things come along, I always open them and start off with an initial little laugh and then say, okay, what pieces of the puzzle here did they just kind of come up with themselves versus what the
right.
as you just mentioned, versus if you actually pull away some of the onion and figure out what exactly is there.
Yeah. Now, an interesting thing I read this morning, Europe is in deflation.
Yes.
Since April, 2009, I believe, was the last time it happened. So their prices significantly dropped from November to now. They were doing okay. I think they were at 0.3 on November, and then all of a sudden it dropped as of December. So there's a June 22nd, the ECB is meeting, and they're expecting that they're going to talk about quantitative easing in a systematic format, very similar to what we did over the last 5 years. That will be interesting, and that came out this morning, so I don't know if that has any effect on our markets. The other thing I saw that was interesting is we bounced off the 150-day moving average, which coincidentally we did just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can look at the news, which you're doing, and you can look at the charts, which I do, and they're coinciding nicely.
Yes.
We'll see if this
is
a dead cat bounce or whether we're just hitting this rift again and sending ourselves back up to the highs of what we've been before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, one of the things I've been having with all conversations with clients since the beginning of the year is, and I think I've mentioned this yesterday or the day before as well, is 2015 will be more, from what it looks like, it'll be more of a quote-unquote normal year with normal volatility. And, the past couple of years we all got spoiled with relatively low volatility, not too much choppiness, but this is one of those years where you just need to keep your seatbelt tightly fastened and just be aware of the turbulence, but don't get nervous from the turbulence.
Yeah, I saw another article that was talking about expect the market to go lower because we haven't had the quote unquote correction over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
It just baffles me why. I understand that we have to have ups and downs, but I'm a little confused as to why all the analysts believe that you have to have an absolute 10% correction as a norm for a healthy market. Why do you need to have that exact 10%? We've had some serious dips. We've gotten down to that level. Given the fact that we have the ability to trade faster than we've ever been able to trade before, is it possible that we had those quote-unquote corrections, they didn't actually correct to 10%, and people were getting in ahead of it? So it's a little puzzling to me why analysts feel it's necessary to have that exact number of 10.
Right. That's, very good point.
So,
very good point.
But, when you read those types of articles, you, again, have to look into what is that person's real aim, what is their real behind-the-scenes goal, do they need it to go down so that they can be themselves profitable? And they have an opportunity to convey that message to a lot of people and hopefully get them to buy in as well. So I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
And as Joe always points out, our authors and our TV heads and everything else, they have advertisers, too, that they have to make happy. So, you know, for all, what it's worth, that article could just be just to sell papers, internet clicks, or what have you. So you have to take it all into account.
Absolutely. I know I just had another new client the other day say, oh, I want to start learning more about the markets and everything. What kind of magazines do you suggest? And I'm like, it was really hard for me to come up with any because I said, you know, they all, you know, no matter how objective they try to be, you know, a lot of the folks that do the advertising with them, it might be skewed one way or another, and there might be some, you know, useful information in there, but you can't take everything that you read, you know,
apart.
So,
I said,
you know, don't worry about the magazine, save your money, just, you know, talk with us, and we'll provide you with the insight and education that you need, so.
Super. All right. Appreciate it as always, Michelle. Sorry we got a little late start, but
no problem.
We'll talk with you again tomorrow. Hopefully, technology will be a little bit friendlier with me tomorrow.
Okay. No worries. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Thanks. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle are on Tuesdays in Something's About Money, helping me with the investment update and market update at 8:30. On Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com in just a few minutes. My good friend Diane Lane on the phone, and we're going to talk vacation and travel. And good morning, Diane. With the cold weather, people are probably thinking warm. What do you have to say for that?
Well, I got to put you up. One second.
Time of year where you can go to places that are off the beaten path and still not having bad weather.
Yeah.
And you can do something different. And I was doing a little island 80 miles south of Sicily called Malta.
Malta. Okay.
Yeah, because they have pretty good seasonal weather almost year-round, and they really don't get the cold winds from the north unless it really comes down like we're getting right now, this Arctic blast.
Right.
And they would get the same thing in Europe, because we're usually, my family in Italy is 2 or 3 weeks behind in weather, and they don't really see snow. Very seldom do they see snow in the Tuscany region. It's mostly in the Alps.
Right.
And they're always warm. And, you know, you go to Carnival, and Carnival is during the Easter season. It was warm when we went. And we went to Rome. We had 80-degree weather. It was like February, March. We were there. So the south of Sicily is warm. It's not cold, like some people think.
Well, I don't know why south of Sicily, I would definitely not consider south of Sicily cold. But being that you're surrounded by water. On three, almost four different sides, it's moderated by the ocean and the sea.
Yeah, so. It definitely is. You know, like their carnival, let's see, we're in their carnival when they run. The carnival is in February. And they have, by looking at it, it looks like everybody is dressed casually. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're freezing to death, you know. like we have, you know, Mardi Gras, you know.
Right.
They have different festivals that are going on all the time, including outside soccer. They have soccer tournaments.
Sweet.
They have three little islands, Gozo, the main island of Malta, and Camino. Camino mm-hmm. is a little island, great for people who want to just veg out, do nothing, go hiking,
right.
because of the cliffs and it's a Mediterranean, you know, atmosphere. But it's old. Oh, my God. They got castles and old stuff, and it was, you know, Roman. It's very old in, like, from the Knights of King Templar,
mm-hmm.
okay? The Knights of St. John held the history of the country and built these forts and fortifications and stuff. It's just very unique. It's so different. I can't explain it to you. It's someplace it's just a different place to go, you know,
mm-hmm.
and see. And you can go by a cruise ship. A lot of the cruise ships stop, but you could also hop from Sicily and stay on the island and really take it all in. I mean, they have the Guardia, they look Spanish. The Spanish costumes from the mm-hmm. 1800s, and they put on a whole show of what the Knights Templars used to do.
Neat.
And, yeah, it was ruled by Britain until the 1964. Now they're independent. But from the late 1800s to 1900s to 1964, it was British rule, and they run it still by the British, how the British Parliament and what have you.
So it's not associated with Italy. It's
nothing,
its own.
Not at all.
Right.
No, it was a British colony.
Right.
From 1964. Now it is totally independent,
mm-hmm.
and it is part of the independent European government. So, mm-hmm. big into diving, fishing, you know.
From geography point of view, is it's like a volcanic island, or?
Yes, it's very mm-hmm. rocky, very cliffs, beautiful beaches.
Right.
Malta is the main island. They have three cities, and they have it's the largest island. And they have open-air museums. They have the Knights of St. John, where they fought most of their battles, and they do a reenactment of that. They have a lot of, the cruising thing. You can get all the historical sites and tour them. They have a great nightlife. Big
mm-hmm.
on stamp. It's an archipelago of three islands. And,
right.
You know, it's north of Africa, but south of Sicily. So it's better to hop. And, you know, they don't have, like, they have big resorts, but not big resorts, but beautiful resorts. And they have little, Valletta is the main area. And it's just like going along the coast of Yugoslavia from
mm-hmm.
Dubrovnik all the way up to Venice. It's the same kind of atmosphere, you know, the towns and the villages.
Yeah.
It's just so unique.
When you say there's cities, you know, I think we need to get some comparison because, you know, I don't think you're dealing with a city the size of, obviously, Manhattan.
Live in town of Flemington.
Yeah, that's the city, per se.
Yes,
so,
yes. They're medieval fortified towns outside and inside the main of the islands, okay?
Right.
You have various highlights throughout the, you know, that World Heritage City is Valletta, and it's a medieval fortified town,
right.
And everything is medieval. I mean, and I mean the Spanish influence in architecture is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, the citadels and the forts. It's just, it's like the north of the island is the most rugged.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic views of the islands. It's the established beach and holiday resorts of that area. It's also has a larger sandy bay. So that's, if you want to do the beaches and stuff, that's where to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into diving, they have some fantastic sites. Not even 30, 40 feet down. You know, they want you to be PADI certified, but I don't know if anybody's into diving or snorkeling or something.
Right.
It's just they have ruins and wrecks that you can see while you're swimming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how probably clear the water is, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then Salina and St. Julian's are the main coastal resort towns. They're the heartland of Shipton.